fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry Moore here on Friday, the first day of April. The year is 1/4 over. How about that? The proper tip of the day is to secure your supply of water. You really need a proprietary source of water. That's water that you control. That's very, very important. Figure that out. Even if you have to collect water off the roof in 55-gallon plastic barrels, that's at least a proprietary source of water. All right. We have patient waiting in green, my friend, Dr. Pete Urokas. Dr. Urokas is a chiropractic physician living and working in metro Chicago area. We'll be talking about the events today and health-related matters. Good morning, Dr. Pete.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good to have you with us, sir. Well, it seems like the COVID has been pushed into the background by World War III and other things such as mentally ill teenage boys who want to be girls competing in girls' sports and other silliness. It's important if you're a girl athlete, of course. But the health-related matters are still major concerns, aren't they, sir?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, you're 100% right that COVID has almost been put on the back burner, and it seems like I hardly ever hear about it out here. Whereas before, lots of people were just talking about it and things like that, you know, coming into the office and talking about it. Now, hardly anybody ever talks about that or masks or anything like that. And then it was the war, and now it's, you know, who slapped who on TV and
right.
All kinds of stuff. It just, you know, jumps from one thing to another.
Well, I had dinner
absolutely.
Yes, sir.
Health has always been an issue.
I had dinner last night with 230 people at the Republican fundraiser for Crawford County. Not a single person wore a mask. I didn't hear any talk about COVID or clot shots, either one. In fact, no talk about World War III. Being a political event, there was a lot of talk about candidates and so forth. And I met the representative for Mark McCluskey, who became quite famous 2 years ago when he defended his home in St. Louis with an AR-15 while the cameras rolled. And,
oh, yeah.
And his attorney wife, who had a little pistol that couldn't even shoot if you wanted it to, So he gained a lot of national and international notoriety over that, and he's running for United States Senate, and I'm going to be supporting his candidacy.
Good for him, and good for you.
Yeah, I want to have him as a guest on my show. There was a personal connection.
Yeah.
It was 1957 or 59, one of those years, my parents were looking at buying the home that he now occupies. It was in greatly distressed condition at the time. My parents were going to make it into a four-family apartment building. It'd be a fun interview with McCluskey, and I hope we can do that.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea.
It would be. Doctor, as we move forward, would it be a fair statement that pretty much every adult who wants the COVID vaccination has already got it?
Yeah, I think that's fair to say, absolutely.
And probably at this point has already got one, possibly two boosters also. Would that also be a fair statement?
Yeah, I think that's a fair statement. I think that the people who received the shot due to, potential issues with their job, you know, they got the first one, who were on the fence about it. I want to say I don't really believe that they had continued on with the boosters. However, you know, the people who were legitimately afraid of this virus, I believe that they went ahead and got a booster or multiple boosters.
Now, something I've noticed.
Recently,
go ahead.
I'm sorry?
Go ahead. You recently went.
Yeah, I recently had a patient who went ahead and got the vaccine and came in and was very remorseful about it and just wished that they could take it back. And I told them, I said, well, there's nothing really you can do about that. However, the best thing to do right now is, if this is how you feel, avoid taking anything else in terms of boosters.
So this patient, did they get one because they really wanted it or because they were threatened with being terminated from their employment?
They got for other reasons that I'm not going to state on the radio.
Okay. Well, that would be family pressure, in my opinion. It's a shame. The various reasons people get the clot shot. I think we're at a point, and you know, I've talked about this before, and we're warning people that have got the clot shot to not get boosters. Now, Pfizer, just in the last few days, this current week that we're in, Pfizer has applied to the Food and Death Administration to allow the clot shot to be given to infants.
I saw that.
Yes. What's your thoughts on that, sir?
I think it's absolutely ridiculous.
I think it's past ridiculous. I think it's criminal activity. It's genocide. These, even if vaccines work the way they're promoted as working, which they don't, you're giving an infant something that has an undeveloped immune system that's going to have a very, very negative effect, even if it worked as they said, which it doesn't. And Pfizer knows that, don't they, sir?
I believe that they do.
Of course they do.
I don't know. I think there's a lot of financial things going on with that, among many other, but I think that's part of it.
Well,
my personal opinion.
Well, condominium in Monte Carlo is pretty expensive, and that private that chartering that private jet to get back and forth to Monte Carlo is very expensive too. So we got to have our priorities. That's having a comfortable shaded porch overlooking the Monte Carlo Grand Prix, and the private jet to get back and forth, and cold champagne with strawberries. That's where the priorities are, not the health of our children, correct?
Correct. unfortunately, some individuals prioritize those material things versus the health and safety of people in general, and more importantly, the youth.
My detective agency, you know, we get an assignment every spring, every year to bodyguard women going to the Kentucky Derby, the women that wear the $5,000 dresses with the big hat ten grand or more in jewelry. It's a different lifestyle, it's a different lifestyle at that level. But that's the people, the kind of people that are so greedy at Pfizer that they'll do whatever it takes, including murdering our infant children, to continue that lifestyle, won't they, sir?
Yeah. It's a very sad thing.
In your practice, at this point, if somebody asks your opinion about the COVID booster, what do you tell them?
Honestly, I really haven't had any questions lately about it. I mean, I've had them previously, and I told them that, there's many complications, ultimately, including death, or what I call the living dead, where people have received it and have, all sorts of other complications, like, you got the myocarditis or tremors and things like that, where it's like their quality of life has gone way down. So just my term, living dead, because your quality of life is not what it used to be. So I tell them about these complications that are, super high percentage, and this is how I feel about it, and I can't tell you one way or another, but these are the facts and the things that we're seeing, and I would not recommend it.
Doctor, I have not talked privately for a while. I found out a week ago Sunday that my daughter, her husband, and my twin grandchildren, 15, all four of them got the clot shot. My oldest grandson, thank goodness, did not. But shedding spike proteins is an issue for all of us because we're around people, and unless you're living in a cave, you're around people that have received the clot shot, and being exposed to the spike proteins is an issue. I know you've thought about that. You're aware of it. What advice would you give for a person to mitigate and minimize that exposure, sir?
That's a hard one, because you don't want to avoid being around your family, right? So, I mean, the only thing...
Let me help you out here, doctor. My visit with my daughter's family last year was they rented a very large cottage on Lake of the Ozarks. My visits there were day trips, and we were mostly outside. It was warm weather. Not in a confined area. Many of my, this year I hope they do the same thing. And I will make day trips. I will sit outside and visit in the clean, fresh sunshine and air with my daughter and my grandchildren. But I'm not going to spend time in a confined space breathing the same air indoors with them. Very, very limited. Very limited.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my decision, and that may be subject to change. If I can be satisfied, there's a protocol to really be safe, even in a confined area, 24 hours a day for several days, then maybe I would consider doing that. But I value my life, and I do value the time, the precious time I get to spend with my family. So I'm comfortable being outdoors in the fresh air and not breathing that same circulating air in a confined space. That's my decision, Doctor. Any response?
I think that's a great decision. You know, you're going to be out in the sun, like you said, breathing the fresh air too, and boosting your immune system just by doing that. So there's other things you can do, obviously, to boost your immune system and to just try and remain as healthy as possible, you know, so your body can battle those things.
It's a strange new world. It's been almost 2 years ago I started mentioning that it seems like we're in a Twilight Zone episode that has no ending. I was a adolescent when the Twilight Zone episodes were being broadcast, as new shows, and it was cutting edge TV at the time for a lot of reasons. The camera work, it was all black and white because they did things on the cheap, and the plots and the so forth. This Twilight Zone episode has no end. This is going to continue. It looks like the rest of our lives, won't it, sir?
Seems to be that way. Well, like we spoke about earlier, it seems to be put on the back burner, but they're still trying, clearly, because they want to start giving infants shots. You know, again, absolutely ridiculous. This reminds me, I spoke with somebody the other day and who feels the same way I do. We were discussing the vaccine and whatnot and how it impacts the family. And they were asked to be the godmother of the brother's child, but under one condition. They had to get the shot, which they refused. So they took back their offer, and they also were not allowed to attend their wedding because of them not getting the shot. So
how recently was all that?
How recently did I speak with them?
All the events take place. How recently were they denied this opportunity to be at the wedding? So forth.
You know, I'm not sure how recent it was. I just spoke with them on Wednesday. So
okay. Do you still see people in metros?
Regardless, it's still impacting the family and the relationships between the family.
Well, that's happening all over the country. Families are having issues within the families. It's causing disagreements and splits within families. It is. There's no doubt about that.
It's very unfortunate. It's really separating people. And, you know, to me, family is a big thing. You know, my family and I are very close. So for there to be a stake driven between the relationships is a big deal for me. However, as you said, I value my life as well. So I make my own decisions if it doesn't go with how somebody else deals, which I haven't had a problem with that personally, but I'm just saying that, you know, it would really impact the rest of my life.
That's right. Most parents, when their children are pre-adolescent and the child is maybe had done something not too wise or dangerous, the parent would say, and this is pretty ubiquitous, if your buddy wanted to jump off a bridge, would you jump off the bridge with him? You know, trying to make a point that use some discretion about the possibility of doing something dangerous. But the public is so ignorant of certain things. Now, almost every store, every supermarket and most pharmacies sell 1 gallon jugs of water, filtered water for infants. That very thoughtfully has sodium fluoride in it. Very considerate of them. Here's our break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the Internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Friday, the first day of April. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield, high quality Department of Defense quality equipment to protect your car and your generator, your wife's car and generator, your grandchild's car also. $50 discount on each piece of equipment, EMP Shield equipment, at my website at thelibertyman.com. Visit Dr. Pete Urokos. Doctor, if somebody wants to be your patient up there in Metro Chicago, what's that office telephone number, sir?
Sure. My phone number is 815-526-3279.
815-526-3279. And the website, sir?
RisingPhoenixHealth.com.
RisingPhoenixHealth.com. All right.
And yeah, there's a spot on there. You know, if anybody has any questions, they can send me a message, and I will respond pretty quickly. So,
now,
wherever people, you're at, you know, if you have any questions, I'm open to that.
Now, typically you would have a person come in for an initial visit and then come back a week or a month later. But if a person wanted to travel and do a more intense sessions, they could get a hotel room in a local area. And they could do a session a day, every day, for several days in a row, couldn't they, sir?
Sure, yeah. I mean, typically when people come in, I as a new patient, I'll see them the first day, and then I'll have them come back pretty soon. So within, a couple of days, and then we'll start their care plan, where we can start anywhere from 2 to 3 times a week, depending on the issue, obviously.
Right.
And like, for example, I just had somebody in here who was visiting from Florida for a few weeks, and they were like, well, I can't do this long of a care plan, but I can come in and for 2 or 3 weeks. And they did. He just had surgery, so we worked on that, and he was because I can see people pre and post surgical. So I helped with that. He was feeling great and left for Florida. So that's definitely something I can do.
Right.
Consistency, frequency and consistency are key when it comes to chiropractic. I like to relate it to the gym a lot. You can go to the gym once a week, once a month. You may see some benefits, but not as much as if you're keeping it frequent and consistent, if that makes sense.
It makes perfect
sense.
That's
just how the body works.
It makes perfect sense. Having been an athlete in competition, it's exactly what you need.
Absolutely.
It
obviously, like I said, depending on what the complaint is, some people take more visits, some people take a longer care plan, some people don't. It all depends. It also depends on your state of health prior to coming in. Same thing with surgery. It depends on your state of health prior to going in for surgery. They say if you're the best you can be in the best state you can be prior to going into surgery, so that the outcome is better and your recovery is better.
Absolutely. Well, I encourage people to consider becoming a patient of Dr. Urocos, and just give him a call. Go to the website risingphoenixhealth.com. Or call his office to set up an appointment at 815-526-3279. Well, Doctor, I think we all need to be looking at ways to mitigate the spike proteins. I'm getting information that the ivermectin could be helpful in that also. If that proves to be the case, that it's effective. We already know it's easily available and very inexpensive. That would be a wonderful thing if we can determine that, in fact, is the case, wouldn't it, sir?
Yeah, that would be great. But those that are in charge or run everything might make it a little bit harder to come by if that's the case. We say that there's no money to be made in the cure. So, like I said, those certain individuals like to keep people sick so that they can keep making money.
Well, they're one of the states in India which has several hundred million residents. They pretty much cured the COVID with ivermectin and bought it in these massive quantities. We're looking at a few pennies per person to cure the COVID in that state in India. We know it works dealing with the COVID. What we don't know yet, at least it hasn't been proven to me, is its effectiveness in dealing with the spike proteins, the shedding effect. It would be a great thing if it proves to be true. Here's our break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Friday, the 1st of April. My website is thelibertyman.com. We've done some consolidating at my website, cleaned it up a bit. Those panels for COVID were taking up way, way too much space. We now have one panel where you click on it and you have a link to more than 200 articles and videos about COVID-19, the clot shot, and so forth. The article is written by my friend Steve O'Neill, nuclear scientist. They're phenomenal. He writes one or two a week. There's a link there for those also. And, of course, I now represent Dr. Ted Brewer, my friend Ted Brewer. Dr. Brewer has been at my kitchen table in Davisville twice. I've been his house guest in Florida. And he makes an excellent line of vitamins and mineral supplements right there at my website at thelibertyman.com. Last but not least, the energy cleaner. I have everything in stock, ready for immediate shipment. That's different. Helping people get their lives back from arthritis pain and getting a great night's sleep also. You folks already have an energy cleaner. Check out the Micro Plus Throws. They're warm and cozy and elegant. You can put them on your bed, on your recliner, on your car seat. Only $75 shipping included. Everything's at my website. We can place your order using PayPal. You can call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day. That's 800-592-9543. Visiting with Dr. Pete Yerokos. You want to make an appointment to see him and get some issues resolved, just give him a call at 815-526-3279. And our next caller, doctor, is Lucy in Illinois. Good morning, Lucy.
Can't hear you if you're there.
Go ahead, Lucy. You're on
here.
We hear you.
Go ahead. John. Hi, John. Hi, Dr. Pete. This is Lucy from McHenry, Illinois. I wanted to thank you, John, because... Hi, Dr. Pete. Because you put me in touch with Dr. Pete, and he has been wonderful. I started listening to your podcast after I found you on Mike Adams, Planet X. That was a great show. So I've been listening to you since then. And one day you started talking about a chiropractor in the Chicagoland area. And I listened. I said, oh, where is this guy? And he's in my backyard. He's like 20 minutes from my home. I was so excited. I made an appointment for me and my husband immediately. Of course, we didn't get in for a couple of weeks. As soon as I met him, I told him how I found him. And we've become friends because he's so wonderful. He asked about my my experience with chiropractor and mentioned that I had been seeing one for a long time ago who I absolutely loved. Thought he was great. And I've been using that man as a yardstick for all the other chiropractors I had gone to. And I had been disappointed in most of them. Well, in all of them, which was why I was still looking for one. When you mentioned Dr. Pete, and I went to meet him, I said, well, let's see what this guy's going to do for me. And he's been wonderful. He has been wonderful. And I'm happy to say that because I've been so disappointed with other ones that I've been to. I told him, I said, I felt like the last guy, he would treat you and street you. Okay, I watched him, and he did the exact same thing to everybody. You were in his office for probably less than 5 minutes, and he'd crunch, 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 and you were out the door, next one in, like an assembly line. And I told Dr. Pete, I'm like that. I need somebody to talk to me on some time figuring out, you know, a plan that works for me. I don't think everybody should have the same thing. So I'm grateful to you, John, and I'm grateful to Dr. Pete. And I wanted to call and tell you that and give you some good stuff to think about instead of all this bad stuff that we got going on.
Well, thank you. That's wonderful.
Thank
Lucy,
you, Lucy.
We appreciate that.
You're welcome. And as far as that clot shot stuff goes, please keep talking about and telling people because I'm trying to convince people myself and often feel like I'm talking to a brick wall. I don't know if it's brainwashing or what, but I think the more people talk about it, the more it gets out there. Perhaps we'll get through to more people, or if there's a way to turn back some of the damage that has been done, that would be awesome. So keep up the good work. You guys are great, and have a lovely day.
Thank you, Lucy. We really appreciate the call.
Thank you, Lucy. Thanks for calling.
Okay, you're welcome. Okay, see you tomorrow, Dr. Pete.
All right, see you tomorrow.
Okay.
The enthusiasm in her voice just cuts through the air like a jet plane, doesn't it? It's amazing.
I mean, having both of them in the office has been awesome. I really enjoy having them come in. You know, like she said, you know, it's important not to, or to really get to the bottom of what's going on and take that time with your patients. Can everybody benefit from chiropractic care? Absolutely. You know, what percentage of the population? 100%.
That's right.
You know,
it's
never too late. It's never too early. So I find it important to take that time and really figure out what's going on. And then, you know, I do soft tissue work as well. So, you know, that kind of sets me apart from other chiropractors, which it's like, crack, crack, see you later. That's not my way of doing things. And I find that I get amazing results
Yes, yeah. That's my wife, Dr. Moore.
A little bit
Right. That's what my wife, Dr. Moore, did with the soft tissue work. Doctor, we've got another call here. We got Bill in Arizona. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, John and Dr. Pete.
Good morning.
I'm curious if Dr. Pete uses systemic enzymes in his practice.
I do not.
Do you know what they are?
Why don't you fill us in?
A systemic enzyme is an enzyme which lyses, which is what enzymes do. They lyse things, meaning they cut them up and they get rid of them. Lyses right. Endogenous proteins. And the spike protein is about as endogenous as you can get. It's poisonous to the human being. It is manufactured in a laboratory. It's not even a naturally existing protein. And so consequently, systemic enzymes would certainly be able to attack it and lyse it and eliminate it from your body. The problem is, apparently, nobody seems to know this particular little segment of medical science. We know why the doctors don't know about it. They aren't talked about in school because they can't make any things that cost less than ivermectin does. But the bottom line is that if you haven't gotten the clot shot, then you don't really have a major problem with the spike protein, because it's not being made in your body. If it's being made in your body, you're a dead duck, because of the fact that if you don't shut down that replication, it's eventually going to kill you. It's just a matter of time. Now then, if you haven't had the shot and you do, but you do have spike proteins, then a little bit of systemic enzymes will lyse what's in your body, get rid of it, and then unless you continue to expose yourself to other people who have had the clot shot, you probably won't have the problem. The best known systemic enzyme is called serrapeptase. Serrapeptase was discovered in silkworms. Silkworms use serrapeptase to get out of their cocoons when they're ready to get out of their cocoons. Okay, it's one of the most powerful systemic enzymes known to man. It hasn't been known for very long, but the bottom line is it's very effective, it's very powerful, and it's completely non-toxic and safe. You cannot overdose on systemic enzymes. The worst case scenario, if you take too much systemic enzymes, your digestion will be improved.
All right, interesting. If you have a link talking about that, Bill, my email address is at my website, and that would be an interesting thing to look into. Don't you think so, Doctor?
Yeah, absolutely. Like you said, breaking down proteins and everything and allowing the body to get rid of it, that's perfect.
Good information there, Bill. Anything else?
No, quite frankly, I'm kind of disappointed that Dr. Pete doesn't know about this. But then, he's just one of a large number of medical practitioners who obviously do not. And I'd like to see that ignorance get dispelled by whatever method we can find to dispel it, because it's killing people.
Well, like I said, good information. And
I didn't know about it. I said I didn't offer to my practice, and I allowed you to fill us in over the radio.
That's right.
I guess you didn't hear my second question. You gentlemen have a nice day.
Okay, Bill. Thank you for the call.
You too.
Regardless, there's lots of things to look into and knowledge to be gained. Serrapeptase is over-the-counter, readily available, and at very reasonable prices. If it performs like Bill says, it could be a virtually a miracle substance, couldn't it?
Yeah, it absolutely could be. So, like I said, I think he makes a great point, and I appreciate the call and him filling everybody in. He did a good job.
Absolutely. Your call number is 512-248-8252. Typically, before COVID, I had quite a bit of knowledge because my wife, Dr. Moore, about nutrition and health, but I never really dwelled on it like I have the last 2 years, and this is the third year. It was really not an issue I particularly care to spend much time on, but I find myself having no choice given the circumstances. And I think many people are in the same situation, aren't they, sir?
Yeah, I think that they absolutely are. It seems like lately people are looking for a more natural way of healing, more natural health care versus popping pills all the time. And it seems like some people are waking up from that, or they're just tired of doing it and they're not getting the results that they really want. So unfortunately, chiropractic is one of the last stops that people will make. Whereas, in my opinion, we should be preventative care. You know,
check us out first. I agree. We have a caller on hold here. I think it's not on my screen, but who's our next caller? Oh, there's no one holding. I thought we had a caller. Never mind. Anyway, doctor, I think under the circumstances since January 2020, all of us thoughtful people who want to be healthy for ourselves and our family, we have no choice but to become self-educated in these matters regarding COVID, the clot shot, and so forth. We can't rely on the mainstream media or what's coming from the Food and Death Administration at all, can we, sir?
No, you can't.
As I mentioned earlier, more than 200 articles and videos at my website regarding COVID and the clot shots. Is there a website that you would refer people to go to stay up to date, up to speed on what's going on with COVID and the clot shots, sir?
Oh, man. You know, I look at your website, John, and I pick up things from there. That's pretty much what I do. I do some searching. I don't have a website that I have in particular that I always go to, though.
Okay. All right. Well, I can't say I'm on top of the latest and greatest when it comes to the clot shot and COVID, but I got our listeners act as conduits to feed me information. Elizabeth in New York has been very helpful, by the way, to get me information on the latest and greatest when it comes to COVID-19 and the clot shots. And then I go through those, and the ones that are important enough to be posted on my website, I do post them so people can stay up to speed.
That's a great thing.
Yeah.
Like you said, all we can do is educate ourselves.
Absolutely.
You have to have the questions to want to find the answer, you know?
If a talk show host wants his talk show to become an intelligence service, it can become that. And since I was a young man in military intelligence, going to classified briefings every morning, Monday through Friday, I know about such matters. And that's what I've done with this radio show. It has become a private intelligence service. We have a caller here, Doctor. We've got Charlie in Florida. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning, John. Let me put this on, take it off a speakerphone. There. Yeah. I was just calling about that last caller who was talking about this stuff that, well, these enzymes. I haven't heard anything about that. That doesn't mean it doesn't work, but it sounds promising. But now this is a question for Dr. Hrukos. I thought the shots changed your DNA so that your body produced the spike protein. Now maybe I'm wrong. Also, I wanted to ask the doctor, is kinesiology what they is same as chiropractic, or is there a difference? Hello?
So, go ahead, doctor.
Yeah. So there is, so like Dr. Huff, for example, he does applied kinesiology. That's a certain chiropractic technique. That's not something that I do. He and I practice very differently. So chiropractic is let's just define chiropractic in my terms, right? Because I feel like a lot of people may not necessarily know what it is, and that's okay. So it's an all-natural, it's a non-invasive form of health care. At times, and everybody practices differently. There are so many different techniques within chiropractic. There's so many ways to practice, you know. Some chiropractors will have a nutritional aspect to it. Some will give exercise recommendations. I do both. However, I don't do a lot of the supplementation. I have certain things that I like to use and like to recommend. I do give out exercises to people once they get to a certain point. And for me, it's improving the overall function of the body. So improving biomechanical function, reducing pain, and again, improving that overall health with adjustments, some supplementation, the exercise, and lifestyle changes. You know, there's a lot that we can do in the office, but some of it relies on the patient as well. Does that answer your question?
It does about, I guess, sort of. I was just, there's a difference between kinesiology and chiropractic, or different type of chiropractic.
Maybe I can help out here.
Kinesiology in itself.
Yeah.
Doctor, I look at kinesiology as a diagnostic tool primarily. Is that accurate?
Yeah, so kinesiology is what? The study of movements of the body.
The study of movements of the body.
Yeah.
Now about the spike protein, I thought we were talking about that guy that called in. My thing was if it works, it would be great. But I guess it could help mitigate it. But I think the mRNA shots, don't they change the body so that the body produces a spike protein and not. I mean, they have a shot now, the Comirnaty or whatever this new one is that they've come out with that is just almost pure spike protein. But from what I understand, your body keeps producing the spike protein. So I don't know if those enzymes would help, but they might help some. You know, I mean, because anything you can do to mitigate the production of it would be okay. But I don't know. That's where I was kind of confused about that, his last caller. But
yeah, so if it,
you have, you, if the body is that what the body is? You, yeah.
If the body is producing the spike protein and, you know, you're using the enzymes to break that down and allow the body to get rid of it, yeah, it'll mitigate it. Is it going to cure it? I can't speak to that. I'm not sure if that's what he was getting at.
I didn't know what he was getting at either exactly. But it was interesting. All right. Thank you very much, Doctor.
Absolutely.
I appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you for the call. Bye-bye. I appreciate it, Charlie. Our last caller is John in Texas. Good morning, John.
Couple of questions. First of all, how can spinal adjustment help with insulin resistance?
So, like I stated earlier, you know, it's going to help improve the overall functions of the body. So if there's some sort of nerve interference, which nerves innervate the whole body, right? All the organs, everything. If there's some sort of nerve interference, the chiropractic aspect of it, or the chiropractic treatments are designed to help relieve that nerve interference and allow the body to function as best as it can, you know, your potential, because your potential is different than somebody else. So, again, it will improve the biomechanical function.
Yeah,
improve the nervous function.
So-called vaccine, but is the practice of vaccination itself and promotion possibly one of the five biggest hoaxes that's ever been put upon the human race?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Just repeat your question, John.
Hello?
John, repeat your question, please.
As vaccination itself, everybody considers vaccines to be one of the biggest lifesavers in the history of the human race, correct?
Well, everybody doesn't believe that.
I don't know if I would say that.
No.
But generally is thought to, but not everyone does, but it is, could it be that, to what extent have people been so misled about vaccines that they just they unquestionably accept these COVID-19 shots?
I think they've been very misled.
You want the percentage? It's about half the population, give or take. What else, John?
Could it be that they, to what extent have the, to what extent do they do more harm than good? I mean, not COVID, but, you know, just the usual stuff, the polio shots, smallpox shots, MMR, et cetera, et cetera. Everybody thinks they're big lifesavers, but it turns out these diseases were 90%. The death rates had gone down 90% before most of the vaccines had even been introduced.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think you're answering your own question there. The immune system of the body is going to be much better and more effective than some synthetic thing or man-made thing that they want to inject inside of you. And there's always going to be some sort of side effect potential with all of that stuff.
Okay, John, we do thank you for your call, John. We need to wrap this up. Doctor, you stayed a few minutes longer than you thought you would. I appreciate that. And we look forward to having you back in 2 weeks, sir.
All right. Thanks a lot, John.
Okay, thank you. Top of the hour break, we'll start talking about rocket stoves for just a second.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the Internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.